October crop production forecast is out. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service produces a crop production forecast each month from August through December, and Tennessee's October report is out.
The October report shows that yields went up for every crop with the exception of cotton, which remained steady, and tobacco went down because of the wet weather. The producers remain optimistic, especially about hay, actually, because some producers have gotten four cuttings, and what I've heard across the state is that they're very happy. The barns are full of hay, and it looks good going into winter.
Deborah Kennerson is Tennessee's state statistician, and she says farmers being willing to fill out these surveys is vital to ensuring not only the accuracy of the report, but also the success of reporting as well.
I'm very thankful that our agricultural producers took the time to report on the October yield survey because it gave us the opportunity to measure the impact of the hurricanes that occurred during September. And it did affect the expected harvested acreage, not the yield.
And Kennerson says farmers need to be aware that the next ag census is coming up. That one comes around every 5 years. It will be available online beginning November 27th, or you should be getting yours in the mail by the end of December.
It remains the only source of uniform, comprehensive agricultural data for every county in the nation. For instance, from the Census of Agriculture, we know that Macon County, Tennessee, produces more burley tobacco than any other county in the nation.
And the census is also gathering information on veteran farmers and marketing practices, which is new. To fill it out online, visit agcensus.usda.gov after November 27th. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.